Blog Talk Radio.
They try to tell me that I'm lucky, but it's your grace and your mercy keep up with me. You got the juice so I never get thirsty, hungry so I feast on your daily bread. Hey, yeah, you make me feel so good right now. It's going up and the vibe's so right. And I don't know about you, but I feel alright, alright. I see them lessons fall down on me. Yes, baby, look good on me. All of my life you have given me favor. You gave me peace in my storm and thank you. All of my life I've been destined for greater. I don't know why, but somehow you're giving me favor, favor. 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 You're giving me over and over again, blessings of the Lord overtake me, yeah. I try but I can't pretend, your favor ain't on me, yeah. I merited favor, things you ain't asked for. You blow in my mind, Lord, every time you open a door.
I don't know,
I don't know how, but your hand on me.
And if you're
and if your approval, then
on me.
Praise God. Good evening, family. He's given us favor, favor. We have to receive that favor in the mighty name of Jesus and just say, thank you, God, unmerited favor. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity that you have allowed Pastor E to allow me to be a host tonight on Women Speak Now for Thursday. Father, I come to you and I just say thank you, Father. Father, I come to you and I say, as I share this word as your vessel tonight, that you empty me, that I continue to decrease so you can increase. Father, I pray to you that our hearts are open to receive the word and our ears are receptive to receive the word. Father, just use me as your vessel tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray to you. Praise be to God, family. I'm going to say good evening, and I'm not going to introduce myself. I'm the host, as you all know, of Women Speak Now for Thursday. Praise be to God. Amen. But family, tonight, this will be what we call a continuation of what we had at the Now Church Cali on the 17th of Sunday, our Women's Sunday there, because the Lord has put this in my spirit because there's so much we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. This is why we have to ask ourselves. I was asked much. We have to ask ourselves, who am I? Who am I? When you ask yourself, who am I? That defines a lot. A lot of times we want to define, well, I'm a former nurse, I'm a capital advisor, whatever you do. That doesn't define you. What we're speaking about tonight is, family, who am I in Christ Jesus? This is why we say we must know who I am, and you must know who you are. We have to know who we are to operate in the I am. I am a child of God. I am family. We have to know whose I am. Praise be to God. Sometimes, family, people want to label us. They want to label us and talk about us. They want to put jackets on us. These people want to do this without even knowing us. Say, don't get caught up in the shenanigans of the world, Jesus, because God knows the true us. He searches our hearts. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And that's why I said it's our responsibility to know who we are in him so that we can operate in that I am. And it's that I am a child of God. So this is a continuing part of what was shared at Women's Sunday. Who am I in Christ? Again, I say some of us know me as on here, Pastor Terry, Minister Terry, on fourth Thursday of Women Speak Now. That's cool. But who am I in Jesus Christ? Jesus. It makes me think. I said, thinking like Jesus. And I always say, I hope, hallelujah, we're thinking like Jesus. Family, when we're going to go to his word today. We're going to go to his word. Some of these scriptures I've shared, you don't have to write them all tonight. You can listen to the archives later. But they're going to be there for a resource. Amen. I always say, oh, my God, it feels so good to say, in Christ Jesus. If anybody is in Christ Jesus, we have to be in Christ Jesus to know the who I am. Ooh, Jesus. It makes us think. Family, we think about, number one, I am his child, a child of God. Most of us, when we think about being a child, we think of our parents. He is the father of our parents. But we are all his children. We are a child of God. And that's 1 John 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because they did not know him, Jesus. They did not know him. This is why he said we have work to do. We have to tell somebody about Jesus, because tomorrow we got to do it now. Tell your neighbors, tell somebody sitting next to you, call somebody up, tell them about Jesus, because tomorrow may be too late, Jesus. Praise be to God. Number two, family, I am chosen. I know Pastor DJ preached on this at the Now Church. Special. He said, I am chosen. That makes you feel I'm special in the eyes of God. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 4. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. Thank you, Jesus. The elect of God. And you know, Pastor, you pitched on that. The elect of God. We have to operate in that. I am chosen. He chose me. That makes me special. I am his elect. He said, I always say, God chose us. When you say, he chosen, I am chosen, when you read that word and put your name in there, I am the chosen of God, you can tell yourself, I'm special in God's eyesight. The world tell you nothing different. Keep your mind focused in his word. And believe me, family, the change will start to manifest within. Praise be to God. I am a new creation. That's number three. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We have to just say hallelujah. Always say, let nobody contaminate what God is doing in us now with what our past. Yes, with our past. Yeah, I wasn't always patient. I was kind, taking care of patients as a nurse. That was my profession. But again, now, family, we're talking about a child of God. The word of God taught me a whole lot of patience. Say, we got to have patience. I thank God because he was patient on with me for me to say yes to his way and turn away from my own way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just praise him, family. Number four, family. We have to remember this. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus. That's 2 Timothy 1:9. It says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? Holy calling, Jesus. Holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Before time began. Oh, praise be to God. We were saved. I always say saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. We got to utilize that helper he left us. Glory be to God. Praise be to God. Amen, family. Number five, family. I am forgiven. 1 John 2:12. He says, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. And let me start over there. I don't want to make no mistakes in the word of God. 1 John 2:12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. We have to just say, thank you, Jesus. He said our sins with an S. This is why I'm saying you can't let nobody tell you something about what went on your past when we were out there sinning. No, thank you, Jesus. You have to take them to the word because some of them are perishing because they don't know this. And then they will be a child of God and walking in there, I am a child of God and know who I am. Praise be to God. He's a good God. Sometimes, family, we just have to take a praise break throughout the day, no matter what we're doing, just to lift our hands and thank him. I always say, Lord, just wake me up in a spirit of thankfulness. Thankfulness, family, that we're on this line right now at this time. God has given us this time. He allotted this time that we can come out. We can get on this line. And even those that come later on our time, we have to thank God because he gave us this time. He gave us more breath in our body to breathe and speak. We have to just thank him. They said for his favor, but thank him for his mercy and his grace. Unmerited. We just got to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. And family, again, number six, I am redeemed. That's Ephesians 1:7. And it reads, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches and grace. I know it was the blood. Jesus. It's, I always say, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we are redeemed. And again, in this scripture here, it says, again, forgiveness of our sins. He didn't say one sin. According to the riches of his grace. Just praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, you know, just reading the word of God, it can convict me. It has convicted me that, like, Lord, why did I wait so long to say yes to your way, yes to your will, yes to your word? I have to ask myself that. He said, child, the time is now. God's timing is always right. When he brings us out of the darkness and into his marvelous light, his time is always right. Praise be to God. Family, number seven. I'm just giving a few tonight because there's so many in the word of God to know who I am. Who am I in Christ Jesus? Number seven, family. I am complete. This is Colossians 2:10. And it reads, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in him. Without him, we just incomplete. We run around here like a puzzle. trying to put pieces and pieces together. We need Jesus. Yeah, we all know we need him, but we have to want him. We have to want him as head of our life. Yeah. We know this. I always say, put our names in his word. We have to make it personal. Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Some things, I know, Lord, there's something in here that you need me to change today before I go on with my day. Everything, there's something new that the Lord may need to change within us. And we can ask him as we go into his word. Family. Family, there's about 40 of them. I can have them available. If you need them, you can inbox me, DM me, message me. You know what they call it. But I just shared 7 because, like I said before, 7, the number 7, I shared these that lied in my heart. Lied in my heart that I can thank God and praise him for his goodness. But number 7, when we think of number 7, that's like saying full completeness. When we think about God, he made our week of 7 days. He knew we wouldn't be able to work no 9 days. He made 7 days. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, then you think about it, he made marriages. They say, there's a saying, a marriage won't get past 7 years. I always have to laugh at that because we know we go to his word, and his word tells us in Mark 10:9, therefore what God has joined together, let no man separate. And I always say the problem is there's so many out here joining themselves. We have to ask ourselves, who am I? Family, we must know Christ Jesus and know that we are in Christ Jesus to live as God intends, for us to fulfill our destiny. Hallelujah. To fulfill. His word is self-fulfilling. It fills us up. Everything you need is in the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Who am I? Always say, I am unconditionally loved. We must look through God's eyes to see how our Father loves his children. He forgives us. Thank you, Jesus. His opinion is what counts. A lot of times, like I said, some people want to put labels and jackets on us. But God knows us, and his opinions of us is what counts. We must know in Christ Jesus, he's our solid, strong foundation. The strong foundation to build on. You know, when you lay down a foundation, you can build up a house. You can go 2-story, 3-story. You can go on till infinity. Go on up. But if you don't have that foundation, a solid foundation, what happens? The house and the building will crumble. I always say it's never too late. It's never too late to say your yes to Jesus. Yes, Lord, I'm going to go your way. I'm going to turn from my way. Like Pastor E teaches, do the whole 720 turn. 360 away from me, 360 back to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I always say, family, enjoy the process. It's a process. The Lord works on us each and every day. I always tell you, there's something. I always go to him in his word. Lord, what about me in Terry that needs to be changed? Because, see, to die of that flesh, we need his help. We need the Holy Spirit. We have to ask for help. Ain't no pride and proud in God. Not in a child of God. Praise be to God. We can't act like we got it all together because we go, but what it is how we go through. Like I said, I didn't always have peace, but I thank God for his word that gives me peace. Peace within. I don't care what's going on around me. Praise be to God. And family, in Matthew 16:13-16, I'm going to be paraphrasing this. Jesus was asking his disciples. He says, who do men say I am? Jesus asked his disciples, who do they say I am? Jesus wanted to know he wanted to know who did his disciples think he was. and he wants you to know. And as believers and imitators of Christ Jesus, we should be constantly self-examining ourselves. How am I seen? Who do people say we are? Being imitators of Christ Jesus, we must have more passion. Jesus, help us, Lord. We have us our more patience. Yes, Lord. More love and more forgiveness. Unforgiveness. You can't be a child of God running around with unforgiveness in your spirit. He has forgiven us. He has forgiven our sins. Praise be to God. And we are imitators of Christ. We should be having forgiveness in us too. Thank you, Jesus. We shouldn't even have to think about it. I forgive you. Oh, yes. And forget about it. Don't forgive them and then come back and throw it in their face. Thank you, Jesus. Always say, family, our identity, it doesn't depend on that. It's not based on what we do or what we have done. You know, like you said, I was a former nurse. You got a job, you work, you do this. It don't depend on that. They say a good doctor, good athlete. Some people praise athletes more than they praise God. Some awesome actors, some people praise celebrities on the TV more than they praise God. No, that doesn't constitute who we are. That's an occupation. We are a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, we are loved and accepted. When you look at Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved, we ought to be jumping and shouting for joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. I tell you, my very own Pastor E, he shared this years ago with me too. He shared it with the principals with us. Might have been on, I don't know if it was on the Now Network, but he shared this principles. We have to be concerned about what people say when we leave the room. Ooh, Jesus. What people say when we leave the room. Praise be to God. As a child of God, my God. Family, even as believers, I say we can slip into, he said, diet of the flesh. We can slip into that fleshly behavior. But I'll tell you, the Spirit of God is always loving. Loving. That's why I said it's a constant self-examination. Am I imitating Christ? Am I loving? Am I forgiving? Am I operating in the Spirit of God? Jesus. Family, I always say, when the Lord gives me a word, I minister to myself first. First. Because I know he speaks to us. He speaks to our hearts. And family, we can't say we are a child of God and not act like a child of God. Lord Jesus, I always say let our walks match our talks. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. The war of self. Yes, it's a war of self. Dying to self. Dying to self for his increase. For his increase, hallelujah. The more we get rid of self, the more he will increase, hallelujah. Our Jesus, my Jesus, he wanted to know what his inner circle, what his disciples said he was, who he is, what and how. He wanted to know what and how they believed. Did they believe he was the Son of God? Who did they believe he was? Family, this is why I always say we must train up the children early to know who they are in Christ Jesus. I always say my mentor shared principles. And at the church, I gave these principles, but I left out a big one. I left out hope. Okay, the principles we live by, our birthrights in Christ. Confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, and trusting God as the source of everything. As the source of everything. Praise be to God. You can follow with Dr. Hamilton for further teachings on your birthrights in Christ. Hope in Christ. Hope in Christ is our confidence, our assurance of God. No matter what's going on, people say, well, I hope I will. No, you got to know you will. Hope. Don't be saying, I hope I will. I hope I pass this step. I hope I get this. I know hope in Christ is confidence and assurance. That's God's foundation, our hope in Christ Jesus. Praise be to God. And family, it's just some words. I think I can. I know when Pastor E and I first met, and I was saying, but. He said, no, throw but out the vocabulary. A child of God. Our words, family, our words is how we think. And they will take root words and use the correct words as a child of God. Praise be to God. Amen, family. Always say, we have to let us not worry about what people say about us. Because all that really counts is how God sees us. When God goes deep again, family, I say he searches our hearts. Glory be to God. We are to mimic our Christ-like behavior. Behavior. I always say, Lord, throw away my attitudes. Throw away my judgments. I always say, I got to stay out of folks' business. Sometimes you see people, unless, you know, they invite you in. But some people be in people's business so much, and you think if they're in people's business so much, they must got it all together. No, we don't. We all have room to increase and elevate and go higher. No, don't stay out of folks' business. If you got been in folks' business, you ain't been in his word enough. Praise be to God. Be about his business. Always say, seek him. He say, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things. But are we seeking? We can't leave the word open and seek him. We got to open his word. Say, Lord, speak to my heart. Something I know, Lord, there's something in me that you need to work on. You need to work on right now. We got to just trust God through the process. We just got to thank him through the process. Thank him for what he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. Who am I? When we ask, who am I? Who am I when things get rough and heated? Who am I? Who am I when things get rough and heated? Can I maintain self-control? Self-control, that's one of the last fruits of the Spirit. Starts with love and ends with self-control. Am I a child of God, and can I maintain self-control when things get heated? And I always say, if we're not there, it's okay. It's okay to admit we're not. Sometimes our flesh may flare up, but thank you, Jesus. Call on his name to cool down. It's a process. I always say it's a process. He's constantly working within me. I know he's constantly working within you too. So you got to thank Jesus. This is why I'm saying, he said, I'm going to leave you the helper. You got to call on the Holy Spirit. Call on the Holy Spirit to put us to sleep. Lord, just empty me. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You have to call on him. He said he knew we couldn't do it on our own. Why you think he left us the helper? And if we can't be too proud to call on Jesus, oh, help me, Lord, no matter where you at, you can call on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, when things get rough, will we still remain a child of God? Hallelujah. I always say, thank God. We have to trust him. We have to trust him no matter what. We have to trust him even if we feel like we've been wronged. You know us. When we feel like we've been wrong, oh, yeah, I got to get even. I got to get. No. Not as a child of God. You know what? You got to say, bless them. Lord, I'm going to bless them. I'm going to pray with them. I'm going to pray for them. When you think you've been wrong. Because as an imitator of Christ Jesus, praise be to God. Beautiful family, we just got to bask in his word. Be in his presence. Sometimes we just got to, when we being in his presence, that's when he gets to mold us. He gets to mold us personally to what he wants us, who he wants us, who we're supposed to be, who we are. He molds us. Sometimes, family, we got to sacrifice some time. Sacrifice some time, a place, so we can meet up. They say like a relationship. When you're in a relationship takes time for it to grow on you, for you get to know each other better, for you to know the ways of God. We have to spend time with him to know his ways. We can't know his ways and what he expects of us as a child of God not being in his word. Sometimes we get to just say, I'm going to sacrifice my sleep so I can spend some time with my Father, Jesus, because he's going to give it back to us anyway. Praise be to God. I tell you, being in his presence, it allows him to deposit in us. It allows him to deposit, and it allows him to purge. It allows him to purge some things that's not pleasing in the sight of God. We can get in the mirror every day and be pleasing in our sight. We can get in front of people's face and be pleasing in their face. But are we pleasing in the sight of God? Thank you, Jesus. The one that's with us in the middle of the night as we go through things. Are we pleasing in the sight of God? Are we still praising him and blessing him when things go wrong? Can we still lift him up and give him all the joy and glory? Just because we didn't get the check that day, can we still praise him? Oh, thank you, Jesus. The peace of God. They say the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him, family. I have to just thank him. They say, I call Thursday Thankful Thursday, but every day is thankful. I'm just thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for you guys, too, as family, beautiful family. Jesus said, those are family doing his Father's will. I'm just thankful. We have to thank him in the trials and the tribulations, because some of our trials is what has got us back to Jesus. Thank him. Thank him when it's like you see no way. But you trust God that he will make the way. He is the way maker. Ooh, Jesus. All we have to do is believe. Believe and receive the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, family, I get up early. Sometimes in the middle of the night. Just so I can just let him work in me. Oh, yeah. I'm a piece of work. He knows I have to. I have to. I can't get no slack. No, 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 no. I said, Lord, mold me. Purge out what's not pleasing to you. This is what I'm saying, family. We can't run around trying to please the world, trying to please man. Am I pleasing in the sight of God? Thank you, Jesus. This is why self-examination. Our Jesus family. Our Jesus left us. Jesus, he is a giver. He's the giver of life. He paid for our sins. The best we can all do, family, as givers too, we can be operating in humility. Operating in humility. Operating in humility means keeping it real. Keeping it real. Keeping it real, not looking down on no one. Thank you, Jesus. When you look at Jesus, he was so full of humility. He had compassion for everyone. Not looking down on no one, but always looking up to God. He said, look up to God, look up, there cometh thy help. Keep your head up high. Knowing the characteristics of Christ Jesus can mold us into the who I am. Who am I? A child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Family, when people ask me, anybody ask you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. We have to walk in it. You have to claim that. And then you receive, as the song said, that favor. Knowing you are a child of God. I praise him and I thank him. I thank the Father for letting us get on this line tonight. Mm-hmm. He gave us his time. He gave us his time to meet right here. We're on the Pacific Coast, but he gave us his time. Again, family, I said we have to know who I am so we can operate in the I am a child of God. Be to God for his goodness. Sometimes, family, we can get caught up in things. Mm-mm. No, keep your mind stayed and focused on Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm closing that here. Knowing who we are in Christ Jesus, no one can take that away. It is written. It is in his word. His word is a true living word. All we have to do is believe to receive and to achieve that operation in humility as a child of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Just thank you, Lord, for your word that reveals to us who we are in you. Your word, Father, that purges. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us of our unconfessed sins. Jesus. Little sin, big sin, Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Father, for the people you have put in our path, Father, to shine the light that we can come out of darkness. Thank you, Father, that we turn our back on no one. Thank you, Father, that the word is available to all, that no one be left behind. Father, you said wide is the road of destruction and narrow is the gate. Few will find it, Father, but we pray. We pray that, Father, we can all march one by one through that narrow gate. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you to say thank you again, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being a good Father. Thank you for being a loving, unconditional loving Father. Thank you for being a forgiving Father. Thank you for giving us of our setbacks. Thank you for giving us of our shortcomings. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning and laying us down to sleep. Thank you, Father, for the food you have provided us in our household. Thank you, Father, for the clean water that you have given. Thank you, Father, for the clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet. Father, forgive us if we forget not to thank you. Thank you, Father, that we can call on you any time of the day or of the night. Father, thank you for never being too busy to hear from me and from us, Father. Father, we just thank you. Father, if we forget to say thank you, Lord, forgive us. Forgive me, Father. I'm so thankful, Father, for you. I'm so thankful for your son, Jesus. I'm so thankful for your word. I'm so thankful for the people you have placed in my life. I'm so thankful, Father, for the family you have put me in. I'm just thankful, Father. Father, I pray that I continue to just operate in the spirit of thankfulness, the spirit of being able to give, Father, a spirit of just being humble, humble as a child of God. Who am I? I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release my prayers to you in your powerful and almighty name. And I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Praise be to God. He's a good God. He's a good God, family, even when we're not good. Sometimes we just got to tell him, Lord, what do you need me to do? Praise be to God. At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor E, if he's available. And it, again, family, I say, if you need any more of these scriptures, I do have them. I have plenty of them. I tell you, there's about 40 more in his word that tells us who am I, a child of God. You know what? That, when you say it, it just feels good. You know, that's like saying the name of Jesus. No matter what's going on in you, you might be, some people get nervous. Some people get shaky. They get anxious and excited. But just calling on the name of Jesus just lifting your hand or bowing down at your feet and just praising him. And thanking you, close your eyes and just meditating on you. And says, just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many unmerited blessings and favors. And the Lord has blessed us, family, not just to be a blessing. He blessed us that the blessing continue. He blessed us that we continue to bless those. He said, bless those. If you're blessed, continue to bless someone. Bless someone. People think of a blessing as something monetary. A blessing is a peace. A blessing can be a peace of mind. A blessing can be a word. A blessing, it can be a phone call. A blessing can be just a phone call, a text message, say, I'm thinking about you. A blessing can be an email. Let the Christ characteristics shine through us. Oh, praise be to God. Let him have his way. He said, we must decrease so he can increase. Get out the way. Self, the war of self. Self, get out of self. Me, me, me. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus. Get out of me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I tell you, family, it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. Because Jesus sacrificed. If you look at him, he was a sacrifice for our sins. We have to sacrifice some things if we're imitators of Christ. Sometimes we got to ask, what have I sacrificed? Sometimes we want to get everything, get it all on our plate. But what about those? Are they eating over there? You have to think. Jesus put others before himself. Praise be to God. Sometimes, family, we just got to lift our hands and thank him. Thank him for his marvelous works. Thank him for the work that he's doing within us. Within us. I'll always say, you might not see it on the outside, but he's working within. I thank him all the time. I can't help but praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God for his goodness, family. Praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a good father. Hallelujah. He's a good God, and he won't ever change. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The change has to come from within. That's why he said the word of God will change us from within when we let it. Let him in. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise me. Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Come on,
you,
somebody
Jesus.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus.
Praise
Jesus is worthy. Hallelujah.
So, so worthy. Praise him, you know, Pastor. But first begin in me. And he said, I surrender.
That's right.
You got to surrender self. Hallelujah.
Got to surrender self. That's
guy.
Right. Amen. Good word. Glory to God. Way to motivate us and inspire us tonight. Come on, somebody out there may have a word or a question
or need prayer,
a little explanation to anything that's been said today. Dial one. We want to bring you into the queue and let you connect with Pastor Terry here on what's the word on top of Women Speak Now. Awesome word, woman of God.
Praise
awesome
God.
Word. Eric code 310 last 43213. You're live on Women Speak Now.
Good evening, Minister Terry. Good evening, Pastor E.
Good
Praise
evening,
God.
Brother Clarence, Minister Clarence.
I was listening to you from the beginning, and I just want to give God the glory and thank him for such a minister
yes.
as yourself for teaching us who we are.
Amen.
So
Praise God.
I've been out. I've been busy. And so I got kind of off calendar, and I have to apologize to all of my God family that I do carry all of my spirit. I do
Amen.
Carry all of my mind.
Same ways.
And in my body. So I thank God
Amen.
For you all, for what you do each and every day to lift up God, his glory. And,
yes,
and
Lord.
To
Hallelujah.
Fight on others. So. I'm just sitting on the sideline here, and I'm
praise
the dry
God,
spot.
Minister.
I'm jerking it all in.
Amen.
Mr.
Clarence.
Bless you, my brother.
Thank you, and thank
bless
you.
You and love you. Amen.
Love
see
you all
at the, see you at the 50th annual hip hop. I mean, pop lock.
All right now.
I see you Saturday, my brother.
It, huh?
Oh yes, if you're out there this Saturday at Chuco's on Central, it is the 50th annual anniversary for pop locking in the city of Los Angeles. You got brothers, the old,
wow.
the OGs, the middle G's, the young G's. Everybody gonna be out there getting their little pop on.
Amen.
I don't pop lock, so I'm just gonna watch. Amen.
Okay, so
bless you, my brother.
Get to there maybe in the evening time. I have a morning event over at the campus of USC, a time to mentor.
Amen.
There's the USC campus.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I wish you would have involved me in that. I saw that today. I was like, I wish you would have called me early on that.
Amen.
I would have definitely got involved.
Well, I don't think it's too late to attend, but they're looking for you from 11 to 18. What I'll do is I'll post a flyer and forward it. I did get a hold of the flyer, but
amen.
I will this evening.
Amen.
So,
bless you, my brother.
Amen. Praise God.
Brother to brother, and you might know some of those guys, Pastry.
I wouldn't doubt
amen.
It.
Amen.
God is good. Amen. Area code 334, last 41042. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to Women Speak Now.
Amen, amen. Hello, my beautiful family. Just want to tell my sister, Pastor Terry, thank you for those encouraging, inspired words, and I love you, and God continue to
love
you.
Love you too, my sister. Thank you. love
you more.
Too, and thank you for your support, too, all the time.
Oh,
love you, family.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Love you,
praise
too.
God.
Bless you, my beautiful sister.
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor E.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening. Good evening, Pastor E, and good evening, Pastor Terry.
Good evening,
good
Evangelist,
evening.
My sister, beautiful sis.
Oh, I want to say to you tonight an awesome, awesome topic. Who am I?
Glory to God. Yes, indeed.
Who am I? Well, let me tell you who I
yeah.
am.
Say it.
Let me tell you who I am. I
say
am
it.
A child of God. I am a child of
hey,
God.
If anybody asks
I
you.
Am. I am a child of
yes,
God.
Lord.
I am who God
Amen.
Says I am. I
That's
am who
right,
God
huh?
says I am. I'm a new creature.
Yes,
I am a
Lord.
New creation. I'm a
yes,
new PC.
Lord.
I'm a new Virginia. I'm brand
Amen.
New. The old Virginia is dead. I'm brand
yes,
new,
Lord.
And the old Virginia is dead, and I am new. I am brand
hallelujah.
New. I know who I am. Oh, hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
My sister, you,
praise
you were
God.
Tonight. Who am I? Who am
That's
I?
That's right. Hmm.
Well, you, I remember when you was preaching and teaching this word tonight, and I thought about
mm-hmm.
Jesus when he was coming down out the mountain. And the disciples
oh.
were on the boat.
Yes.
And they said that was a terrible storm arose. And Peter was on the boat. And when he saw Jesus, he thought it was a ghost. And he said, Lord,
oh, yes.
if it's you. He said, if that's
Took
you.
Took his eye off.
Hey, keep it out, old son. He said, "Be
his eye,
yeah." Uh-huh. And Jesus said one word. He said, "Come."
That's right.
He would let Peter know, "Don't be afraid. It is I. It is I." So I know who I
yes,
am,
Lord.
And I know who I serve.
Yes, right.
I'm serving
you
a
gotta
God
know.
That's more
you gotta
than
know
enough.
Who I am before you know whose I am. Amen.
That's right.
Gotta
I know
who
I am. Who
that's
I am
why he
is
left
who I serve,
it.
My
that's
sister.
Right.
You about to make
Amen.
Me run out of this house right now? Awesome words.
All
right. Hey, I love you, Jesus.
But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, in Baton Rouge, we pray for stable weather
yes,
over
Lord.
There and those areas surrounding areas. In your Son Jesus' name,
thank
Father, we
Jesus.
Pray for protection over our sister and all those surrounded in those
yes,
areas
Lord.
And all those that are traveling. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen. Thank
yes,
you, my
sir.
Sister.
Love
thank
you, my sister.
Pastor,
thank you for your support. Dr. Hamilton,
and thank
she says,
you all.
Thank
I
you
love
too.
You.
We love you too. We
bless you. Bless you.
Bless you too. Bless you more.
Have a good night.
Bye. You too. God bless you more, my sister. We will talk.
Bless you. Okay.
Father, amen. Amen. Pastor, are you there?
Well,
you
we know. Hey, we know that. We know one thing, Pastor Terry. Any property with Virginia's name on it is safe.
It's safe. We told her. Ooh, Jesus. You
yeah,
know.
Any property with Virginia's name on it is safe.
You know, when the earth shakes here in California, I told her I just start praying in the name of Jesus. Peace, be still. Oh, yes.
Yes,
yeah, let God have his way.
Hey, look.
Amen.
And whenever it starts shaking under me, I'll be like, well, maybe he's coming this way. And when it shake above me, I'll be like, maybe he's coming that way. I've been looking for a big shake, y'all. Anyway, it comes.
Yes,
see, the one thing I know this. Look, I do know this. I know this is a fact. The enemy is not coming like no rushing wind. The enemy
yes,
is not
right.
coming like a roaring lion.
Yes,
my
right.
God. The enemy is not coming like light shining all over there. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah,
he
yes,
comes
right.
in the darkness. He comes. But when Jesus come, I don't care if he come out the ground, you're going to see a big light come out of there and be like, oh, he's here. You better get right,
yes.
church.
It'd be too late.
Love you,
God.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you,
God.
Love you guys.
Love you all more. Love you all too, family.
Pastor Terry, good word, good word, good word, good word, good
praise
word,
be
good
to God.
Word. And
praise
it must
be
come
to
from
God.
Within. And if he even,
yes,
look,
sir,
if he
praise.
Even shook and came out of me, I'd be fine with that. Come on, Jesus.
Yes, praise him. He lives
Amen.
In us. You know where he lives.
Amen. Well, praise any announcements? Any announcements you may have? Go ahead and give it to us. You guys, we still are looking for help with our backpack giveaway.
Yes.
We need backpacks. We need
yes.
pencils, pens, paper, erasers. We need everything.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and help us.
Yes.
Help the needy and the and the lost that don't have. If you want to
yes,
donate, you can get touch Pastor Terry. Anything you got to say? And then pray us out of here, Pastor Terry.
Yes. Also, we do have that opening of Women Speak Now first Thursday. That's still open. Anyone interested, you can DM me, message me, direct text me, whatever, call me. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you, say thank you again, Father. If I say thank you again, Father, if I don't say thank you enough, Father, I say thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your word, because, Father, we know that we don't know all of your word, but we know that, Father, your word will take change within us, change us within when we let the word take root in our heart. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for all those that came on the line for support tonight and all those that will come later in the archives. For all those listeners, too, Father, I pray that the word was received with an open heart. Father, I pray that all the glory goes to you, Father. I pray that nothing was intended, nothing was taken out of character, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just say thank you again, Father. We love, honor, and magnify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, amen. Praise be to God.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.